Welcome, everybody, to the big call tonight. It is Tuesday, September 9th, and you're listening to the big call. Thanks, everybody, for joining us again on the big call, where we hope we have a lot of good information to give you, and we know we have great stuff coming from Sue and from Bob and hopefully from me as well. But before we get into Sue's teaching tonight, let's go ahead and pray the call in. Lord God, we just thank you so much for everything that we have, everything that we're about to receive, that the timing is getting closer and closer and closer for this blessing to arrive. Thank you for the information that is out there that we do have access to. But thank you for every good and perfect gift that comes down from above. Thank you for all of that. Give us a good call tonight, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Special time, Sue. Special time.
It is a special time. And I was just taking a minute to think about what you meant when you said this blessing is coming and how it relates to this teaching. And it's pretty interesting because it's not just a financial blessing, it's a reset of everything on earth. So interesting to see that. So I am presenting this as a gift to all who are about to walk into and help shape new world. I hope it inspires you. One with the Father, living beyond the illusion of separation. Jesus said, "I and the Father are one," John 10:30. And again, he prayed that they all may be one as you, Father, are in me and I in you, that they also be one in us. John 17:21. These are not just words about his divine nature. They're an invitation for us to awaken to the truth of who we are in him. For too long, the greatest illusion has been this, that we're separate, separate from each other, separate from creation, and even separate from God. Christ came to tear away that illusion. He showed us that we are branches of one vine, children of one Father, members of one body. Separation is the lie. Oneness is the truth. And when we know this truth, the truth sets us free. We're now living in a time when hidden things are being uncovered, when new technologies and new possibilities are emerging, and when healthier, more life-giving realities are waiting to be created. Just as the early church once lived so differently that the world was changed by their love, we're called to do the same. Our new calling may be this: to become dangerous to the illusion. Not by force, not by pride, but by living in such radiant love, faith, and wholeness that the illusion of separation can't stand in our presence. To live in Christ so fully that our very being announces, in italics, the kingdom of God is at hand. To be Christ-like today is to remember that oneness with God is not only his gift, it's also our inheritance. We're not waiting for heaven to come someday. We're co-creating with God right now. Each choice, each word, each action, building a world that reflects his love. As Paul said, Christ in you, the hope of glory, Colossians 1:27. That glory isn't far away. It's already here, longing to be embodied in us. So here's a simple practice to carry with you this week. Each morning, place your hand over your heart. Breathe slowly and say, I'm not separate. Christ is in me. Christ is in us, the hope of glory. And feel your heart and life beating through your hands and expand that into the world. Feel those words settle into your body. Imagine them flowing through your heart, your breath, your very being. This is how we begin to embody the new reality, not just thinking it, but living it, carrying it, and becoming it. And that's our teaching for tonight.
Thank you, Sue. That's quite a teaching. That's a beautiful way to say everything that you said. Thank you for that. I love that. Gosh, it's so important. I just know that a few things came up to me while I was listening, and one that Paul said was, to live is Christ, and to die is gain. And he was talking about his own life and how, as things were going, you know, if he continued to live, he would live for Christ, as he was done the whole time, you know, that he was an apostle to the Gentiles. And he even looked at it as, well, even if I die, you know, it's gain. And it's a strange way to look at it. But I think we've got a great opportunity to live for Christ, to live each day, one day at a time, and just not worry, put away worries, put away cares. Jesus said, cast your cares on me, for I care for you. And I don't worry. I really don't. Now, am I concerned about certain things? Yes. From time to time, yeah. But it's nice to be able to go outside on the deck, enjoy a nice afternoon with a good kitty cat outside, and just have that oneness with God's creation. Sue talked about co-creating. In a sense, we co-create how our daily lives go. We determine what we think, what we say, and remember, what we say is usually coming from what we think, right? And then what we say becomes a living thing. And it can be a positive thing or a negative thing. It's important that we say things that we want to manifest, things that we want to become real, and not say things that are frivolous or things that degrade us. For example, what is your self-talk like? Are you saying, oh, I can't do this, or oh, I'm feeling crummy today, or oh, you know, whatever you say becomes a living thing. So when you think about it, try to stop that and just say, you know, I am the righteousness of God in Christ. You know, I am the healed of the Lord. The Bible says, let the healed of the Lord say so. And even if you're not feeling well, speak that you are the healed of the Lord. Jesus came and died on his way to the cross. He took stripes on his back so he could pay for our healing, and that we could be healthy, healed, and whole. So we need to take the stance that everything that we say has a real meaning, has a real place, has a real thing that's happening in our lives. And, you know, I'm preaching to myself, you guys. You know that. But it's really important that we co-create with the Holy Spirit a life that God would be proud of. Now, it doesn't gain us access to heaven by our works, by what we say, by our performance. What gets us into heaven is the fact that we believe in the gospel, which was that Jesus came, died, was buried, and rose again from the dead. Even his own disciples who became apostles didn't even understand that. They didn't understand that God had to die. He was God's perfect sacrifice for us on that Roman cross. And it's hard for us sometimes to get that through our mind, but that's why he came. He came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. Now, I know it's tough to swallow some of this because it's, you know, you don't like to think of it that way. But Jesus was all man and all God. 100% man and 100% God. And he came to deliver us and to give us eternal life. So I want to address that, and I want to espouse that that's the real reason that we're all here. We're called. We are the called of the Lord. We're called for good things. We're called to help humanity. We're called to up-level the playing field, if you will, level the playing field for humanity. And that's what we're doing, and that's what we're going to do. So I'm excited, Sue and Bob, about our future, about the blessing, which is not just financial. It is a reset, a very real reset that we can look forward to. And I'll have a little bit more to say about that in my segment tonight. So thank you, Sue, for your teaching. Appreciate it very much. And it was a blessing to hear it. And Bob? Was there anything that flipped a switch for you in that teaching? Anything that got you thinking about your life and what we're all called to do?
Thank you, Bruce. And Sue, thank you. That was just really wonderful. I can just basking in the feeling that it was created in me and for me while you were speaking was just really like I don't even know how to describe it. It was just felt like liberating and uplifting. So thank you.
You're welcome.
You know, the whole concept of this illusion of separation is such a hard one, you know, to really try to think about. And I think that it might have to be done with feelings rather than thinking about it. This feeling that our very life force that keeps our heart beating and keeps us alive, you know, it comes into us through God. And we're in it. It's not that it's coming into us. We're actually standing in it. We're in his light. And as Bruce was saying, what does it really feel like? You know, can you actually feel it if you close your eyes and pray and imagine and just bask in that life-giving force? And what is it giving us? What is that amazing life force giving us? Our very aliveness. It's giving us our pulse, our heartbeat, our blood that brings, you know, oxygen and nutrients to all of our cells. It comes from that light. It's those very cells are congealed light from the light of God. And it gives us our consciousness, which is more amorphous. It's some form of light, not as congealed as our flesh and bones, but that consciousness somehow gives us an awareness, an ability to even contemplate the whole concept of this God-given light. And it gives us a chance to imagine and have the feeling of rejoicing in that that's given to us. And we can feel the actual power of that light that's surging through us, you know, and we can feel and hear the promises from the Word, and we can feel and know that we're protected. We're protected spiritually. And if we're really lucky, we can feel His direction for us. We can listen to the directions as to the path of our life and where should we be going and what type of perspective can we have. And maybe we can even feel that peacefulness that Bruce described. Like, I'm not worried. I'm perfectly at peace. And we can feel the magnificence of all that we see, the earth and the sun and the stars, and think about is there really any separation between us and those other creations of God? And since, you know, we are His, right? Well, what is His is also ours. And so we might, you know, look at the sun and say, you know, instead of saying, isn't that sun beautiful? Or, hey, look at that beautiful sun. How about using the word my? Wow, look at my beautiful sun. Look at my beautiful earth. Look at my beautiful stars. Because if we're His and His is ours, then all of that belongs to us. And why not say my? And then, you know, within this, what's our responsibility? You know, maybe, as Bruce says, to be like the son, like the man who is His son, who is God, who is sent, and to be like the Word shows us. The Word shows us the way of the Son and the way of God.
Amen. That's good, Bob. That's excellent. I appreciate
beautiful,
that.
Bob.
That's a good perspective. Very beautiful. And Sue, I love the fact that we can claim, according to Bob, we can claim the earth and say it's ours. And we can claim the sun and say it's ours. And we can claim the stars and the planets and the galaxies and say they're ours. Because God made all of that, all of it, for us and for whomever else. Yeah, it's beautiful, really. Think about it. Oh, I like that. That was really well said, both of you. Sue, now's your chance. You want to expand
wrap
on that teaching
up.
Or wrap it up with something beautiful? I bet you will.
Well, I'm going to come out of the closet. I wrote that teaching.
What?
And I wrote it. And I wrote it because I was inspired by, that's why your comments meant so much, Bob. I was inspired by really being dangerous to the illusion of separation. Because I thought that's so powerful in what we're about to be in the world. Because we're actually remembering what has been forgotten. That we're not separate from Christ. That's why He wanted us, that's why He said, my favorite, and I keep returning to it, these things and greater. That's why Bob took the concept of identity and said, this is my universe. This is my planet. Not in an ownership or personal thing, but the vastness of who you are, which expands when you stop your noisy mind. That's why I think people love coming to the big call, Bruce, because in this moment, we're all pausing to contemplate and go deeper and quiet our minds into the depths and the truth, the feeling, the tone of who we are. And when you can sit out on the deck or get to lie on a mossy ground like I did today under a pine tree, for 45 minutes in perfect silence, 70 degrees and a breeze. That's when you're really coming home to yourself. And to me, if I could leave this teaching and everything that both of you said that were so beautiful, it's about having the courage to expand who you think you are, not with your ego, but by dropping the noise out of your mind, by dropping old stories out of your mind, like this is the way these people are, or men are, or women are. There's nothing but this point of now. And you, with your choice, just like you said, Bruce, with your choice, with where you're flowing your attention, you have the power to harness God's purity, Christ's purity, and reshape the world. And it's not about the money. It's going to be about seeing with new eyes and seeing a new world and intending with all your strength and your might. That's why Christ came, because he was showing what consciousness does. I have nothing to fear. I mean, he didn't want to die, but he didn't fear it. And look at what he demonstrated. Look at what you all are going to demonstrate by getting in a med bed. Look at what you're going to, and I would like to think that people would learn that before going into the med bed. I don't, but think about what you're about to demonstrate in your belief that you, your family, that all of us are coming together to dismantle separation and bring love and healing and blessing. And with as little noise, when I say that, that means chaos, confusion, distraction, overload as possible. So that's why the teaching was important for me to write.
That was good, and I'm glad you told us that you wrote it, because you had told me, and I wasn't going to say anything.
I know.
I'm glad you came out of the closet, quote unquote, so to speak, and told us about that, Sue. Thank you for that. And you know what's interesting to me, when I heard what both of you said about not taking ownership of the earth or the planets or the sun or the galaxies. However, Paul did say that we would be joint heirs with Jesus Christ. Everything, that means legally, everything that is Jesus is also ours. Everything that's ours is also Jesus the Christ. And that's interesting. If you look at it from that point of view, say, wow, we have quite an inheritance. We have quite an inheritance, considering everything that, and we guys, you realize Jesus wasn't just a man. He was the God-man. very God of very God. As the kids say now, 100% same. You know, but really, think about it. Everything was created by him. This is in Genesis, first few verses of Genesis. Everything was created by him. There was nothing made that was not made by him. And this is Jesus as the Son of God in the triune God, or the tripartite God, or some call it the Godhead. That's the word that's used in the Bible. Some use the term Trinity. Depends on kind of where you come from. Point is, Jesus was with the Father as part, a three-part of the Godhead. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. So that's a lot right there. So let's pause on that. Sue, I do have a prayer request.
Okay.
Okay. So do you want to pull up some prayer requests while I say this?
Sure. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, if you guys have seen any of the news, you know that there was a brutal killing in Charlotte, North Carolina, the Queen City, on a light rail, on a train, a fairly young woman from the Ukraine, whose parents sent her from Ukraine, the war zone, to the States where she would be safe. Well, guess what? She was murdered, and I can't remember, I don't know exactly when, with a knife on this train in Charlotte, North Carolina. And the perpetrator, we believe, was a criminal from a past. I mean, what in the world would cause anybody to take a long butcher knife and slash and cut a woman who's just on her way home from work? I don't know, guys. It just blows my mind. Have we gone to that extreme where a nice southern city like Charlotte has this happening too? I mean, it's just terrible. I'm just repulsed by it. And I think President Trump is doing exactly the right thing to go into all of these cities that are blue cities with blue mayors and essentially bring help. Bring the help, whether they want it, ask for it or not. They need it. And I think we all should be very conscious that President Trump has cleaned up Washington, D.C. I used to live 8 miles from there, 8 miles from the nation's capital where I grew up. He cleaned that up. Chicago's almost done. Another day or so on that. L.A., cleaned that up. I mean, this has to happen, guys. This has to happen. National Guard gets federalized. Police are working in concert with the people, military, the Marines are in there sometimes, whatever it takes. This is 220, 221, whatever it takes. And I want to pray for the nation, that the nation will see a change in crime reduced. Yeah, one rape is one too many. One murder is one too many. You know what I mean? I mean, guys, this is enough. Enough is enough. And we have to welcome this type of activity that President Trump suggested for us to have safe cities, wherever you are. Anyway, that got me. I'm sorry if I went off on it, but I don't apologize for what I said. I think it's meaningful, and I think we need to all just, we have to be aware of our surroundings. I just feel sorry for that woman from the Ukraine who was assimilating here. Her parents were ready to bring her back to the Ukraine to bury her. And then the people that knew her said, no, she wanted to assimilate, to be an American. She wanted here. They're going to bury her here in the States. So, Sue, I hope that doesn't taint our prayer requests and praise reports, but that was just a way for me to vent, I guess.
So interesting. I'll be very authentic. I was just reflecting on, you know, the space we were in and how people are going to be learning. We were in a very beautiful space, and how people are going to have to learn to hold on to that beauty while hearing something like what you were bringing, Bruce. And it's a very powerful practice to be able to see through that to the healing, to the healing.
Yeah.
So it is what it is. Okay.
Yep,
so let's go to Pastor Scott.
Okay.
And tonight's praise is all about God receiving all glory. I listened today to some worshipers from Africa. Very good. Just very grateful we can worship as we please in America, at least. There are many on this call that don't have the same privilege or opportunity as we do here. My prayer is for those around the world who don't get the blessing of worshiping Jesus openly as we do here. I love you all. Thank you for your continued support through prayer as I recover each day. I do pray that this blessing, RV, is upon us. Thank God for allowing this moment in history. Be blessed, Pastor Scott. That's from
Thank you, Pastor Scott. That's good.
And
we'll continue to lift you up and pray for you, Pastor. It's good.
This is from Jeannie. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it, John 1:5. This verse refers to Jesus as the divine light that brings life, truth, and goodness into the world, and which evil, represented by darkness, cannot extinguish or defeat. Heavenly Father, thank you for waking us up today, for the beautiful weather filling our lives with another opportunity to do good, to pray together, learn new information and intel on this big call tonight and on Tuesday. Today we pray for all the leaders and millions of listeners, Pastor Scott's health, the RV blessing, especially med beds as soon as possible, and world peace. We continue to pray for everyone's health, finances, and safety. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, amen and amen. Everyone have a blessed and safe week. Jeannie.
Amen.
And that
Thank you, Jeannie.
From Jeannie.
That's beautiful. Thank you, Jeannie. It's really good. And we really enjoyed that, and it's really important that we continue to lift up the president, his cabinet, everything that's going on, and we're going to have a restart, I think, very soon, aren't we, Sue? A restart in so many different ways. Okay, thank you for that. And thank you, Pastor Scott. Thank you, Jeannie. And Sue? You finished up your Nada class two last Friday.
Yep.
Here we are on Tuesday.
Yes.
So please tell us what you'd like us to know tonight, Sue.
Well, I did. I want to read a testimonial because I loved it because it talks about Boomer Boost. And then I'm going to highlight something. Everybody, if be prepared for the Redemption Center, I'm going to do a special little called vision encoding exercise. So if you'd like to just master and step into a wave of calm and peace and readiness, that's really what I want to bring to this segment tonight, is to get you ready to move as a wave of people that are walking in calm and secure, and to possibly help you with the med beds. But here's this testimonial. I loved it. Sue, your med bed information is very thought-provoking. Thank you so much for doing this so we can be organized, efficient, and more successful in our med bed appointment. I had no idea how deeply we should consider what we want. I didn't know that so much was even possible. Thank you. I'm really enjoying exploring the 65 unique features. You are wonderful, and we use many Boomer products and love all of them. We appreciate Bruce, Bob, and you. Blessings. I'm just going to call her LL.
LL.
And what's interesting about this moment that we're in right now is Bruce, the three of us, and all of us, mm-hmm. have walked together for years, 10, 12, 13, 14 years, mm-hmm. and we gather the intel. Bob is growing the health on the planet and modeling just incredible community and love and excellence and care and devotion. And I've been blessed to help with getting the projects out and a couple of hundred courses. So funny to say that. It's weird to say it. A couple of hundred courses of people.
Or classes, yeah.
That are, of people that are being very proactive about putting together their best effort and putting their best foot forward. So let me take care of the med beds first, and then I'll get you ready, because this is literally coming from my own life. So if you're out there and you heard it from this woman and you've been reading a lot about the med beds, you've been doing all these different things, it's just like trying to distill intel. What the MedBed 100 program does is it actually takes you through the experience of writing down your dire needs, reflecting on what's possible. You'll get that in the courses and the audios. And then you get to experience, which you're going to get a taste of in a moment, you get to experience going inside and like feeling what it's going to be like to be the you that has come out of the med bed. And what are the considerations that your spirit, not your discursive mind, that means not your analytical mind, not your day-to-day mind, but your deeper expanded mind wants to create so that you can serve at this higher level. There is no course like this out there that gets you prepared to embody who you're going to be so the future, the Christed future, can move through you. So if you're interested in that, all you have to do is send us an email to integratedminds@hushmail.com and just put MedBed 100 and put your name, your telephone number, and if you have PayPal or not. And I want to put a caveat. We're getting a little more refined as we go through this process right at the end here, I think. But as you know, we said we would start this on Monday again. This is Tuesday. If the numbers come out, those people that have sent their emails to us will get responded to. And that we've said, okay, here's your invoice. So you've got to be paying attention, because our number one priority is A, your privacy. B, it's getting ready to go out and do our projects. So if you're interested in the med beds, send us an email. We'll get in touch with you. And if we do, that means you will get it no matter what. Even if the numbers don't come out, we'll be doing it at 10 o'clock at night if we have to. Okay? That's our commitment to you. So that's the med beds. So now let's walk into a room, and we're going to call this the Vision Encoding Room. This is the Redemption Vision Encoding Room. And something you need to know, I think, that a lot of people don't know, is when I take you through this exercise, and I'm not going to have you close your eyes, but when you put your mind in a more relaxed state, we're going to take a couple of deep breaths, and you just focus on what I'm going to present to you and try it on. You literally, in one high attention, focused state, move into what neuroscientist Andrew Huberman calls a plasticity window. That means that you're basically making it easy for your brain not to get hyper, not to get overexcited. The numbers are here. What do I do? And what you're going to feel is a lot more organized. A lot more organized. And when you walk into the Redemption Center and you're very clear, your body feels good, your head isn't all noisy because it's such a big thing, and who are these people, and what's it going to be like? And the other thing, and this is what I figured out for myself today, it could be moving kind of quickly. And I'm very deliberate, and I like to set my own rhythm and the people that are in the rhythm. And I was training myself today to stay calm, even if things were moving kind of fast.
Mm.
So this is quite a little practice. Simple, but get yourself ready. And just know that your heart and your brain is going to get connected. You're just going to feel a lot more at ease going through this. So let's do this together, okay? And this is what I did for myself. I said, okay, I've got to do an execution practice to see if this works for you. I'm literally sharing my personal practice with you. The first thing, because of NDAs, make up a list. If you don't already have it, I put down the numbers come. That's number one. Number two, go to the people that are wanting you to tell them that the numbers are out. I've already preloaded my texts. The numbers come. Number two, text. You say, okay, you hit your text, boom. Don't violate an NDA. Then you call. Then you schedule. Then make up a list of the things you want to leave the Redemption Center with. Your credit card. Getting an assistant, setting up your appointment with your premier banker so that if you're going to do any real estate, they can help you to do that. And the final is the next day. What are you going to be focusing on that is the most important? securing your real estate, meeting with a premier banker, getting your security. So that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the next thing you want to do, this is what I did today. I do this when I think it's close, I do it. Because I have a lot of files I want to go through. So I have two things. I have my briefcase. And I went through my briefcase. Don't get hyper when I say this. I looked at where my LLC was, where my trust was. You do not need those things now. But if you have them, I want to pull them out and say, okay, I want this done. I want that. Here's my trust. You don't need them if you have them.
Unless.
Okay, go ahead.
Sue, let me just add one thing. If you have your trust already, go in with your trust documents so that
That's
you can do the exchange in the name of the trust and LLCs if you want to set up
That's why I mentioned that I had them, but I don't want people to go, oh, my God, I don't have that.
No, they don't have it,
it's not
okay.
Like that. They don't. Exactly. Sure. Let's not let uncluttered here. So just have that. If you don't have it, that would be a good thing to start to think about creating in the next window. I'm not going to give it a time frame. You just want to be clear, seeing yourself making a point to say, who do I meet with next? The next piece, so I did what was in my, documents, that part, post-exchange. And then tomorrow, this is literally my protocol. I'm going over, here's what I've done in the past 10 years, which is a document of the time I've invested, the research I've invested, the things that I've done. You can do that. They can say, wow, you've invested a lot of time researching about this, this, and that. That was said many years ago, just so you know. Then your projects. And just go over it, touch it, look at it. Because the more connected you are to what you're presenting, the more grounded and stable, and the more you will help the people at the Redemption Center. That's the whole goal. You're partnering with them to go in, be clear, be straight, be calm, be so. Even if they're rushing around and people have been late and there are a lot of people over talking, overdoing this, over that, if you go in there like a leader, calm, stable, grounded, that's going to help them. That's why I'm giving this to you right now. You are starting the new earth in a stable nervous system and with clarity. So I hope that was helpful.
Mm-hmm.
And what you just listened to was literally the science of moving into like a vision, really, it's like a vision encoding. If you listen to this call again and you come back here, and it's thanks to the big call that you get this blend of faith and literally how your nervous system creates reality. The stuff that I'm passionate about is how are we going to teach people the science of creating reality with Christ so it gets in our bodies, so it actually happens. So we don't get all crazy. And because of Bruce, because of Bob's health, the three of us come together to create this opportunity for you to get healthy so that you can step into your next phase and you can be clear, your nervous system can be calm, your body can be humming with vitality through boomers. And because of Bruce, who got you to the finish line, and maybe a little bit because of me, helping you embody that clarity, you can say, wow, boy, is this going to be fun. That's my segment for tonight.
Thank you, Sue. Thank you very much. And yes, you are a major part of the big call. Bob is a major part of the big call. And I am a part of the big call as well. So, we all have something that we've done, a part to play, and I like the fact that you reviewed that process that you're going through, Sue, because I think it applies to a lot of us out here in Big Call Universe, and I really think
that... Who wouldn't it apply to? What do you mean? It applies to a lot of... It applies to everyone. It's 100%.
Yeah, it should. Everybody's going to do it their own way, though. Not everybody will take the exact same steps that you took. But, yeah, I like that because I think you're thinking of the right things. And, you know, getting an assistant, getting involved in security, those things are really important, too. And you mentioned those. And I think that it's much more than just a currency exchange. And when you come out of there, not only will you have a credit debit card from Wells Fargo, but you'll also have a Quantum account card that only you will have access to. One person. No bankers, no other people, only you. It's designed to be used by one person. And I want to talk a little bit about that in my segment. Yeah.
And I'll close it out with this.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm speaking, what's happening in people's nervous system is they're beginning to imagine and embody it. And they just got to have that nice addition, Bruce, of imagining that they're leaving the redemption center. And you should just leave. The currency is now out of your hands. You've got a Quantum card. You've got a credit card. And now you're into, which is why I just had to bring the basic, simple steps so you feel empowered as you're going through those steps. Sure, you can do it a different way. But if you do what I gave you, or if you took what I gave you and you made it your own, you're going to feel much more grounded, clear, and trusting yourself as you move forward into the other steps instead of having a lot of noise. And then you got this, and then you got that, and then you got this, and then you got that. That's what most people are used to hearing. That's what they're not used to, slowing it down, seeing themselves go through it, feeling it, so that it's like automatic. It's automatic. And that's the end of my segment.
Very good, Sue. Thank you for that. It's really important. And I'll have a few comments in my segment, too, that might be good as well. So let's move into Bob's arena and see, Bob, if we have anything to add in the sale area or recap it. Want to talk a little bit about any new testimonials that might have come in and any new research or any new information that you'd like to bring out to us tonight.
Sure. Thank you, Bruce. And Sue, thank you for bringing that testimonial from LL.
I know.
That's great. And so, Bruce, we do have some new testimonials and a few of them that came in. And this lady sends in a picture of the products she's taking. She's got her lignans and probiotics, Gladiator Barley, Boomer Booze, vitamin D and omega-3s. It's like a total health system with lignans. And she wrote in, I am 85 years old, and I'm so glad to get the Boomer products. What a blessing. We have a lot of people that are in their 80s and 90s that use our product.
That's beautiful.
That's awesome. Really?
Then this guy wrote in 4 days ago about the Myotrol. He said, I have more energy and less fatigue. I believe Myotrol is helping my hair grow back, too. Thank you so much. And I've actually seen this guy on a Zoom call.
Oh, yeah?
And I can tell you, it does look like his hair is growing back.
Good.
There was, you know, his hair was completely bald in the front and through the middle.
Yeah.
I would say he had only about half of his hair. And now the whole area where it was bald now has a very light growing of hair. You can see it starting to come in.
Oh, great. Good for him.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
Listen to this. Listen to this about heirloom barley. So this man says, I'm very sure I had parasites, at the very least exposure to mold. My arms and legs that contacted the mold while I was working on an old home remodel. After 2 weeks, it looked like I had third-degree burns. The doctor gave me steroids and antibiotics. We're talking 90% skin damage lasted for 3+ years.
Wow.
Later, I bought heirloom barley, and my skin and itching and bleeding is 99% or probably 100% gone.
Wow.
Thank you from the heart.
Mm.
Wow, that's beautiful.
Yeah, you know, there's some things to certain people are extremely caustic. And we've had this experience before, especially with people who were in the Vietnam War that were exposed to Agent Orange. And they had similar types of skin conditions to this report, plus brain damage.
Right.
And that barley, and the Gladiator barley too, does the same thing. Restored their skin back to health and their brain fog as well. So if you, barley has a very, very powerful detoxification effect. And, you know, we say it all the time, but until you hear a testimonial like this, it's not that easy to understand.
Mm-hmm.
This is a testimony that came in about Goodnight Formula 2 days ago. It says, I've been using this for a few years, and I cannot sleep without it. What an absolutely wonderful product. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, it's true.
So this guy wrote in, and he says, he's talking about using the barley and Boomer Boost. He said, it's doing what Bob advised me it would do. Great products and all natural. It cures, not treats, like pharmaceuticals do, with no side effects. Yeah, I know who this guy is, and I'm really glad to hear that he's doing well.
That's good news.
And that was the testimonials that came in.
Okay.
Let's see. On sale we've got, I'll tell you what we have on sale. It's a few different things. You know, sometimes some of our products go really well together. And so from time to time, we like to put them on sale at a really great price so that if people have a particular issue, they have something that can actually help resolve it. And in the case of people that have issues with their intestines, their stomach, their throat, that is causing, you know, problems, we have this pack we call the proenzyme pack, which is our premium probiotics and also digestive enzymes that go with it. And a lot of people have issues with their digestion. I mean, human beings are big organisms. You know, we're 5 feet tall, 6 feet tall, and we weigh 100 or 200 pounds. We're large beings, and we have to have a lot of food and nutrients to support all of that size. And so we have to have a very long, like 30 foot long, you know, alimentary canal that can digest food, distribute it in the nutrients into the bloodstream, create metabolites and all the like, and keep us alive. And digesting that food is a really, you know, energy intensive thing, and it's very tricky. I mean, there's medical textbooks of 1,000 pages written about how your digestive system works. And it's extremely, extremely complex, and it's easy for people to have their digestive system get out of whack. As we age, it becomes even more of a problem because we don't digest our food as well, because we're making less acid, less digestive enzymes, and we're not making the right digestive enzymes to help with the pH of the juices as it passes through our body. But the good news is that these days it's easy to combat those types of problems. And if you have the right type of digestive enzymes and you have a really good premium probiotic, a lot of those issues can be addressed. And so right now we have that pack on sale. It's called the Proenzyme Pack. It's only $54 for both of those products, which normally cost $90. Okay? So these are one-off types of products. That premium probiotic is only made in one place in the world, and it's only sold in one place in the world, and that's through Boomers. And the digestive enzymes are a custom formula that takes into account many, many, many different issues related to digestion. And when you use these, we have lots and lots and lots of testimonials of people that get better when they do this. The other combo we have, Bruce, we call the Calm Down Combo. And it's really amazing how much pressure there can be in the world today, and people need to constantly learn their new coping skills, to learn to do, you know, the ultimate mind calming exercise, learn the emotional freedom technique, learn havening, and all that you can learn for free on my website. And in addition, we have a combo of what are essentially ancient herbs, ashwagandha and turmeric, which has curcumin in it. And both of them are known to help people reside in their parasympathetic nervous system and to reduce inflammation that's also caused by stress. And these two products, ashwagandha and turmeric, are on sale for $54, the same price as the other one. And then lastly, Bruce, we have a sale on our trial size Gladiator barley. If you remember last month, we did that with the heirloom barley. This month, we're doing it with the Gladiator barley. And if you use the promo code when you get ready to check out, and this is a promotion we're doing for new people, for new customers. And so you put in the promo code new GB for Gladiator Barley. So it's new GB. And people can get that special sale of $20.
Excellent.
Bruce, lastly, there was this study that just came out on September 8th, published on September 8th. And it's a study that's been going on for decades, and it involved studying women, 12,530 women, and they were women who had no typical risk factors of heart disease, which is high blood pressure, high cholesterol, diabetes, smoking, and the like. And they'd known for a long time that even people that have none of those risk factors still would get problems with their heart, including fatal heart attacks. And so they did this study in regard to inflammation. So what they did was they picked the participants in the study that didn't have those other risk factors, but they measured their inflammation using a C-reactive protein test called HSCRP, high sensitivity C-reactive protein. We've talked about that a lot.
Okay.
And they tracked those people over decades, and sure enough, what they found was even though they didn't have any of those other issues, they had significantly more problems with their heart if they had high inflammation. And the bottom line that they concluded from this is that doctors really need to pay attention to this. And these are professors at Harvard and Yale that conducted the study and are reviewing the study. And there's no question about this study. The number of people they had in the study, over 12,000, and they tracked them over 30 years. That's the type of study that makes things very kind of certain. It's not a question, right? And so they said, well, what can you do? What should people do about it? They said, well, do the same thing you would do about the other aspects of health. You know, it's lifestyle, habits, you know, so make sure you exercise and that you have healthy eating and sleep and don't smoke. And that was their advice. So, and that's, you know, that's the best they can do with their advice. So that's what they did. And we know that there's way, way more that you can do for inflammation, and you should, because it's the kind of thing where you not only have to worry about issues with your heart, but the same is true with strokes and cancer and Alzheimer's disease, and even diabetes can be caused by high inflammation, which then causes even higher inflammation. So we know that it's even more important than what the study says. And fortunately, also we know from thousands of people using our products, Bruce, particularly the Barley and Boomer Boost together in a combination, which we designed it that way to go together, that you can reduce your inflammation 100 times more than you could from the advice in this study of follow a healthy diet and get some exercise, right? You need to have antioxidants, especially as you get older. The older you get, the more chance you have to have these types of problems. And because your body naturally makes antioxidants that keep your inflammation down, but as you age, you make less of them. So naturally, you're going to have more risk and you're going to age faster as you get older. But we know that if you use the Barley and Boomer Boost, the opposite happens. You do not age faster as you get older, and your risk does not go up as you get older. As a matter of fact, it goes down. And so it's an important study. It's a big study. It's conducted by really great researchers. Unfortunately, they don't really have the same level of information about what to do about it. But luckily,
right,
for listeners to the Big Call, we all do. So
right,
that's it for tonight, really, Bruce. It's 10:14 right now.
Thank you, Bob. Yeah, that's really important. We have the information. We have the testimonials. We've got the science that can back up why these products work the way they do. And I'm thrilled that they do. Been 10 years for me, a little over 10 years now, on a number of Boomer's products. And yes, I do use the Good Night formula every night. It really is great for falling asleep and staying asleep. And then when you come back from the restroom, if that happens, boom, you're right back into your dream state. Within minutes, you can be right back in a new dream, or maybe the same dream if you can pull that out. So to get to Bob's website, just go to bigcalluniverse.com. That's my site. And when you get there, you'll see a banner at the top that says Boomer's. It's a direct link to Bob's site. So just click on it. Takes you right into Bob's website, and you can go back and see all the products. You can see the products that are on sale. You can see product descriptions. And at the foot of the page, you can learn about the podcasts and Havening and NLP and all kinds of great information, archived YouTube broadcasts, a little of everything, and quite a bit of knowledge that Bob has put out for us. So check it out. If you have a question about any particular thing, or you just have an issue that you've got to resolve with Boomer's, give them a call. You'll get customer support. And the number is 800-861-4609. 800-861-4609. That's good, 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, Eastern Daylight Time, until we get off of Daylight Savings on November 2nd, which will be a Sunday. We know that. So that's really fantastic. I love the fact that these products are doing exactly what they've been designed to do. And some of these products, like the Boomer Boost and Barley, aren't available through anyone else. Same thing with Myotrol, our new little miracle product that Eric has come up with is terrific. So all of these, I mean, Myotrol should be in every order that you make. I think it is for me. And Boomer Boost Barley, make sure you've got a little backup on that. Great deal on the Gladiator Barley at the special $20 price for the first-timers. First-timers. And that's a terrific way to get that for $20. And that's going to get your first month of Gladiator Barley. And you can mix it in with your Boomer Boost and all that. And then the next month, you go to a full-size canister of Gladiator Barley. Well, that's really good. So let's get into our little intel segment. I've got a few things to bring up. First of all, I'm always reminded about where do we stand on Social Security, DOGE, the tariff dividends, etc. Well, we did get something yesterday, which I think is very good, from our Social Security contacts. And they said that Social Security increases are locked in place for the month of September. Now, I know you guys that get your Social Security on the first Wednesday, the third did not get your increase. And tomorrow is the second week on the 10th. I don't know if you're going to get it or not, but I've been told the increase itself is locked in, which means sometime in the month of September, the increase should show up. Okay? Now, as far as Doge and the $150 trillion that's supposed to be part of the dividends of the tariffs, tariff dividends and so on, I don't know the latest on that. We were told a while ago that we should get that also in the month of September. But we'll have to wait and see if that's what happens. Okay? The other thing is, I'm going to think of whatever else I wanted to mention. Well, Sue covered it very nicely about the idea of the experience of going into the redemption centers and what we should come out with. Remember, you'll come out with your credit debit card, which will give you the opportunity to do either credit or debit. You'll come out with a quantum card that's attached to your quantum account. This is what I wanted to say about that. If you're a married couple going in to do your exchange together, which is recommended, one of the two of you will actually do the biometric fingerprint or thumbprint and all of the other parts of it, which are the new username, new password, the 5-digit PIN code, if you will, and the new email and new password for the email. All of that, those little 6 steps, are what you need to do to access your quantum account using your quantum card. Now, only one of the two of you can do that if you're married and you go in as a couple. So just decide which of the two you want to be the one to do it. And the other person, of course, will have signing privileges on bank accounts and everything. Remember, the quantum card is only used for one purpose, to move money from the quantum account into one or more of your bank accounts. So it could go into your Chase, it could go into your Wells, it could go into your Truist account, whatever, however you set it up. And that would be what it's used for. And remember, for the first 60 days, they want us to put an amount from our quantum into our master account. I call it master, or call it a primary account with Wells. Put an amount in there that you think you'll need for the first 2 or 3 months. And then after they see how you spend it, making sure that you don't do something wrong with it. And then when that happens, they will watch you and make sure the quantum account will watch to see how you spend it. Simple as that. The QFS, the quantum financial system, will monitor all transactions. That's okay. If we're not doing anything wrong, it's not a big deal. Now, after 60 days, you can move a much larger or whatever you want to move into your primary or secondary bank accounts. Okay? So that's, and if you have a trust already, you should put your exchange in the trust so that you're covered, and it's considered private, obviously, and you have your trustees and you have your successor trustees should something unfortunate happen to the primary trustees. And you've got your beneficiaries and all of that stuff, right? And successor beneficiaries, possibly. So all of that, if you've got it set up, is good to go. If you don't have a trust, they would like for you to have one made through your attorney whatever attorney you want to choose, estate planning attorney, trust attorney, and if you don't have one or don't know of one, they can help you to get one, and they want you to have a trust in place within the first 30 days of your exchange. Okay? They want it done, and some of us have it done already. If you've got LLCs already set up, I've got my LLCs, but I need to modify one or maybe two of them to reflect the change that I want to make in the name of the LLC, and put, and I'm going to put four different accounts together that would be sub-accounts underneath the primary account. They'd be secondary accounts, each one in the name of an LLC. Okay, so you need to get with an estate planning attorney fairly soon if you don't have one yet. If you don't have one and don't have a trust yet, they really, I think that's the way to go. Now, we haven't talked a lot about trusts. We haven't talked much about the mechanics of it, but it's something that you should get with a professional on. Okay? Now, that takes care of that aspect of it. The other thinking is we are very close to getting notified, and I don't have an exact day that I think it will come, but I have an opinion on when I think it'll come. And I'll tell you why. You guys have heard the term disclosure. You've heard that we will be getting some disclosure on certain things that have happened in our history to get the truth brought out. Well, guess what Thursday's date is? 9/11. Do you think there might be a possibility that we will receive a emergency alert system and an emergency broadcast system notice and broadcast on 9/11 about 9/11? I think it's very likely. I think it's very likely that that will happen. And I think we'll have disclosure and truth brought out about what really happened on 9/11 and several other things, like the Murrah Building in Oklahoma City that blew up, that whole thing. I think also we could get something about the Exxon Valdez oil spill. I think we could get something about the BP oil spill in the Gulf. And we should get another piece of disclosure. It might take 2, 3, 4 days. I've been told we could get 5 days of disclosure that could start on Thursday, the 11th of September, 9/11. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. That's 5 days. We'll see. Just keep that in mind. Now, what about where we are right now? I've not been contacted. I do not yet have an 800 number to put out. I think that could change in the next day or so. And based on the idea of the possibility of the emergency broadcast system on Thursday, we could very well get started, I think, on Thursday. Now, I don't have that absolutely. I'm hearing some things that are making me go in that direction. That's all. I may be wrong, and if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But I feel like this is coming to that conclusion. So, what do you do in the meantime? Do what Sue suggested about getting your paperwork, your files, and all of that lined out. Make sure your currency is lined out, ready to go. You've got it organized by country and currency of that country. You've got it set up by denominations, meaning the value of each note from highest to lowest or lowest to highest. You've got it set up where they can just feed it right into the Dollarie machine and identify it, verify it, count it, all of that. And what I would suggest is that you get ready for the med beds that are coming out and that are there. They're ready for us. We've got to get the exchange done first before we have access. And they're going to give people with dire needs and ZIM holders first priority. So if you have ZIM and you've got medical needs and other things like that, you'll get in a little sooner. You want to let them know that that's the case. All right, one other thing before I do another med bed thing, because I don't want to forget this. I found out today, even though we've talked about the contract rate at the redemption center on the dinar, Iraqi dinar, by the way, I don't think, since this is Tuesday, we didn't have this. On Saturday, last Saturday, the Iraqi dinar was finally published in the Gazette, in the Iraqi Gazette, their official publication. And it becomes law when something is published in the Gazette. They had the dinar in the Gazette since it was public and you could theoretically find it. It was at $3.91 at that time. Now it's going up and it's already traded up significantly since then, since Saturday. And I've got rates, but I'm not going to tell you what they are, but they're higher. And they're going to go even higher. Remember what Dr. Sinon al-Shabibi said back in 2012 at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce meeting in Washington, D.C. He said that he believed, when he was asked by Blue Star what value to the U.S. dollar did he believe the Iraqi dinar could support. Dr. Shabibi said, I believe the Iraqi dinar will support a rate of about $16. Now, that's a killer rate. It's not at 16 yet, but realize it could very well be on our way, and it would not surprise me at all. At the redemption centers, not at the bank, at the redemption center, you could see a rate on the front screen easily of that amount, 16. Now, we're not here to do rates, but I will say this. The contract rate on the dinar is only available at the redemption center. Not available at the bank. Can't get it there. It's going to be substantially higher. So if you have dinar, you need to call the 800 number, set up an appointment, and go in. If you have any currency, and especially if you have ZIM, nobody else will be doing ZIM except the redemption centers. Period. So, the contract rate on dinar was officially agreed upon already by President Trump and by let's just say the Prime Minister of Iraq and the head of the CBI, Dr. Alak. And so I think it is a lock. It's locked in. And it's a very good rate. And it does not appear to be contingent on the per barrel price of oil selling from Iraq, because it's already agreed upon. It's contracted. And I finally got that through my head today. I wanted to share that with you guys, bring that up. Anybody that has dinar. So Med beds are available for us very soon after we exchange. And you should have a list of your six people that you recommend or that you're referring to go into the med bed when you go in, to give them that list. When you go into the med bed center, we're calling them, med bed centers, when you go in there, give them that list of six, name and phone numbers. If you have address or email, that's fine. You don't have to. I'm just working off my contact list and doing that on from my phone. So here's the deal. To be able to give you everything that you need to know before you go into the med bed for that experience, you need to make sure you have heard the two classes that Sue did on the med beds. And it's called MedBed 100 just because it's a $100 investment that you're making in your future. Right away after you exchange, you can get in there. I would say 5 or 6 days for most people with dire need, maybe a little sooner. But I think they want Zim holders and dire need in first, right away. They want us to live a long time to see our projects to fruition. So here's what I'm going to recommend. You need to contact Sue tonight or no later than tomorrow to secure the several recordings on the MedBed 100. Send an email to her and use the address integratedminds@hushmail.com. Integrated is integrated, minds, M-I-N-D-S, @hushmail.com. Now, let her know in the body of your email whether you have PayPal or not, and put your name and your cell phone number in case she needs to text you. She probably won't do anything except by email. So you got to look for that initial email. And Sue said that provided if you guys send these emails in and you have your invoice to be paid, if you've been sent that invoice and if you've paid it, even if the numbers come out, she will still honor that and send you the recordings. And it's audio. It's not video. These are audio recordings of the two classes, about 3 hours, maybe a little over 3 hours total. And you can move the recording up. It comes to your email as a link. You click on, and you can move it forward or backwards, or you can listen to it over and over and over again. Some people have listened to it several times. They want to get everything that's in that recording, everything. And I highly recommend it. I think for anybody that's even remotely considering going into the med bed, they need to know this. You need to have it so that you can put yourself in the experience of it. Okay? But that's important. I would say keep an eye out between now and Thursday. And, you know, we expect to have a call Thursday night. Maybe it'll be a celebration call. Who knows? But be prepared for it. And I just look forward to it as much as you guys do. Okay? So let's do this. Let's thank everybody. Thanks, Sue, for doing a marvelous job on the teaching and on bringing the prayer requests and praise reports out and everything else that she does for me and for us on the big call. And thank you, Bob, for a wonderful job with Boomers. Let's take advantage of some of these sales that Bob has with Boomers. And let's thank Big Call Universe. First, let me say Thank you to Jeannie and Pastor Scott. Continued healing for you. And Jeannie and GCK and Larry and Doug. Thank you, Doug. And thank you, Big Call Universe. And don't forget the SAT team, the satellite team that gets the Big Call out all over the globe as we piggyback on the Starlink satellite system. So I'm excited about, I'm going to say toward the end of the week, let's see where it goes, and let's just thank Big Call Universe for you guys listening to us on the Big Call for the last 14 years. All right? Well, thank you, everybody. Let's go ahead and pray the call out, and then we'll turn off the recording. Lord God, we just thank you so much for everything that you've done to get us to this point. Thank you for the blessing that's soon to come. We pray for President Trump and his cabinet and the entire administration to follow you and to do the right thing, and special love for Secretary Scott Turner, who did an absolutely beautiful job yesterday, as he does any time he prays. But any time he prays, it's just beautiful. And I really look forward to meeting Scott Turner, the head of Housing and Urban Development. And President Trump went to him yesterday for a nice prayer, and he gave us a great prayer from the Museum of the Bible in Washington, D.C. And I think, guys, we have to just look at that and thank the president for doing what he's doing, going in the direction he's going. He's not a perfect man. There was only one of them, and he was God himself, Jesus Christ. And Lord God, give President Trump the wisdom to do everything that he's doing and more. And thank you for the blessing that's coming to us and the ability for us to be good stewards, to do the right with the financial blessing that we get. Keep us healthy, healed, and whole, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Well, good night, everybody. God bless you. We look forward to great things on Thursday or by Thursday.